Lisa, and you are listening to From Boise. How's your week going? It's Thursday. It's almost Friday. Tonight is first Thursday in downtown Boise, and there is a ton of fun stuff going on. Sometimes on first Thursday, I'm like, where's all the drink specials? And that is not a question that I have this month because it's just like a lot of things going on. So here's a couple of them, but I'll link to the full list. You can go check it out. This would be a good one to just like throw on your puffy coat and wander around. A good way to do that, Treeport Music Fest is this month. It starts 2 weeks from yesterday. And every year Treeport does what they call the window walk, which they partner with different businesses and local artists. And then the artists paint the windows of these businesses like in Treeport, I don't know, themes, I guess you could say. So you could go, just walk around, follow the window walk, and, you know, just like pop in for a couple drinks here and there. You could start at the Record Exchange. They're throwing a Treeport warm-up party. They're doing a live in-store performance with Dirt Fisherman. They also have free Boise Brewing beer. Who doesn't love a free beer? They have giveaways, including Treeport passes and lots more happening over there. Trillium Restaurant is doing happy hour all day. So is Richards. They have Richards, which is in the Inn at 500. They have happy hour from 2 to 9 p.m. Umpqua Bank, which is like right on the corner of 8th and what is that, like Idaho? It's right across the street from Fork. They have free beer and pizza. Wow, say no more, twist my arm. Also, House of Wine is doing free pours from Cinder Wine. So you go check them out. I just did a story about them. That's a new like wine tasting and education space that's on Main Street. The Modern Hotel has a tarot card reader, and they're also doing happy hour from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Meriwether Cider House on 10th Street. I should look up these streets before I tell you, but I'm pretty sure it's on 10th Street. They have some St. Patrick's Day crafts, also a temporary tattoo bar, and they're doing snake bites, which is a mix of cider and Guinness. What else? The Basque Market is doing a Pinto special of Banderillas. They also have paella being served at 6 p.m. That will probably go quick, so get there if you want to eat dinner. All right, there's lots more. I'm just going to link to the first Thursday schedule, but you should go check it out. Just like bundle up. It's not that cold. It was colder. All right, what else? If you're like me, you're ready to get out and garden. I'm ready to garden. The couple of fall spring weekends that we had, I like, you know, got my garden all like ready as I could, and I wanted to plant things so bad, but I knew it was a bad idea, and I'm glad I listened to my intuition. But if you are like, you know, getting ready to garden, or maybe you've never had a garden before and you're like wanting to, there's actually quite a few classes coming up that could help you out. Boise Parks and Recreation has a bunch of gardening classes and events, everything from like beekeeping to organic gardening, tree pruning, planting, all kinds of stuff. These do fill up really quickly. So if you want to go to one, you should register. Sometimes they also have wait lists, so you could get on one of those. I'll link to that for you. Here's a couple more classes, like with specific dates. On Saturday, March 9th, this Saturday, Edwards Greenhouse is doing an orchid repotting workshop. So you could either buy an orchid from Edwards and learn how to pot it, or if you have an orchid at home, you can bring that in and learn to repot it. So it's a drop-in class. You can just go anytime during the day on Saturday. No registration required. Next Saturday, March 16th, there's a Blueberries 101 class happening at Far West Garden Center. That's a free class, but you need to like register for it, and you register by calling 208-853-4000. Let's see. There's also another fruit trees class, Fruit Trees 101. That's happening at Franz Witt. That one starts at 11 a.m. and it's $10. Next Tuesday, March 19th, there's a Thoughtful Landscaping for Wildlife class happening at the Idaho Botanical Garden. That sounds really interesting to me. I would love to go to that. The tickets are $25, and that's happening in the evening. I think it starts at 6 p.m., but I didn't write it down, so I'm kind of guessing right now. And then on Saturday, March 23rd, there's a Composting with Worms workshop that's happening at North End Organic Nursery. That one's completely free, but you do need to register. You register for that one by calling the North End Organic Nursery. That's 208-389-4769. Also on Saturday, March 30th, there's a spring flower porch pot class at Far West Garden Center. You will call to RSVP to that one too. That class is $35, but it includes all the materials. So like the flowers, the soil, the pot, and they'll just walk you through it. You'll walk out of there with your spring flower porch pot. So for that one, you're going to call 208-853-4000. And then also on Saturday, March 30th, there's a class at Franz Witt called How to Grow Microgreens. So you could learn that. That sounds fun. There's two options for that one. It's either $40 with the kit or $10 without the kit. And that class starts at 2 p.m. And then on Saturday, April 6th, there's a Roses 101 class at Far West Garden Center. And on Saturday, April 6th, there's a Bonsai 101 class at Franz Witt. That Bonsai class is $65. And there's also two classes happening that day. It's one's at 10 a.m. and one's at 1 p.m. And then on Saturday, April 13th, there's a seed starting class that's with Snake River Seed Co-op, which is the best. That's where I get all my seeds. That class is happening at Franz Witt. It's $25 and that class starts at 2 p.m. This episode of From Boise is sponsored by Visit Southwest Idaho, and our out-of-town tip for you this week is Cleo's Fairy Museum. Have you ever heard of this? If not, you're in for a real treat. Cleo's Fairy Museum and Nature Trails are located in Melba, Idaho. The property was a historic ferry crossing from 1863 to 1921, and the trail takes you through many of the original buildings. In addition, there is a absolutely remarkable collection of folk art. So years ago, Dr. Samuel Pappy Swain and his wife Cleo purchased the old ferry property in Melba, Idaho, and the couple began building a number of structures to house themselves, their medical practice, and some simply just for storage. After Pappy's death in 1976, Cleo decided to use the land as an art-filled nature trail. Over the years, Cleo installed hundreds of ornate birdhouses along the path, many of which have little philosophical quotes. There's also a bunch of individually crafted art scenes, most featuring ceramic lawn art mixed in with the local flora. In the parking lot, there's several large statues of animals made entirely of old welded together horseshoes. And also one section of the trail even features massive fiberglass statues of African safari animals. There's also a number of bronze statues that have been added over the years. Additionally, yes, there's more. There's chickens and peacocks that live out there, and they can be fed by visitors. The nature trail is only 1 mile long, and there's lots to see. So you should take your time on the trail. You can visit in the summer from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the week. So if you're looking for a unique stop while you visit Idaho, you will love Cleo Fairy's Museum. All right, there's also like quite a bit of comedy shows happening this weekend if you're looking for something to do at night. On Friday, March 8th, The Riff is happening at Mad Swede Brew Hall at 7 p.m. This is a stand-up comedy / improv show. Basically, you give the topics and they make jokes out of them. Tickets are $20 online or $25 at the door. And again, that starts at 7 p.m. Also on Friday, March 8th, The Ridiculous Comedy Show, which is an improv show all about like Harry Potter, but specifically Ravenclaw. That's happening at Lounge at the End of the Universe. Those tickets are $20. That show starts at 7 p.m. And then also on Friday, there's a stand-up comedy / music thing called The Writing Games. That's happening at Watson's Cafe. Those tickets are $15 to $45, depending on where you sit and if you add things on. And that show starts at 8 p.m. And then on Saturday, March 9th, there's the Almost Lucky Improv Comedy Show that's happening at the Creative Space at 8 p.m. The show's a celebration of the absurdity of life's near-miss moments. Tickets to that one are $15. Also on Saturday, March 9th, the Femme Fatale Comedy Show is happening at 9 p.m. That's at Mad Swede Brew Hall. That's an openly feminist comedy show. And honestly, it's super popular. That thing always sells out. Those tickets are $20. And then last but not least, also on Saturday, if you want to just go to like an open mic, there is an open mic happening at Mad Swede Brew Hall after that Femme Fatale Comedy Show. So the signups for the late night open mic start at 10:30 p.m. The signups are in person. So if you want to go, you just go in person, be there by 10:30, and then jokes start at 11 p.m. That's totally free to go to. All right, here's a couple food things for you. Tonight, If you want to do this, you should sign up like right now. The Boise Co-op is hosting a backpacking culinary adventure class where you can learn a bunch of different meals to take on the trail. That'd be fun because, you know, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I've eaten a lot of mountain houses in my life, but like those get old, you know what I mean? Okay, anyways, the tickets to that are $45 if you are a Boise Co-op member or $55 for non-members. That class starts at 5:30 p.m. And by the way, that's at the Co-op at the Village in Meridian. On Saturday, March 9th, Boise Farmers Market is doing a pop-up market. It starts at 11 a.m. This is the last pop-up market before the market opens for real on Saturday, April 6th. So the pop-up is where the market usually happens. It's at 1500 Shoreline Drive in Boise, like right off of Americana. On Sunday, March 10th, there is a drag brunch, the second Sunday sleigh brunch at the balcony. This month's drag brunch event is a birthday celebration for Coco Frio. You can enjoy bottomless mimosas. They have a waffle buffet and, of course, a stellar show. Tickets to that are $15 all the way up to $360. That depends on where you sit. The really expensive tickets are for like a booth with multiple seats. And that's a 21 and over event. And then on Wednesday, March 13th, Meriwether Cider is hosting a Girl Scout cookie and cider pairing from 5 to 7 p.m. You can enjoy four different ciders paired with four different cookies. And also, they have a non-alcoholic option. So that one's three non-alcoholic ciders paired with three different cookies. Again, that's for 5 to 7 p.m. next Wednesday, March 13th. Okay, and then last but not least, there's some movies at the Egyptian this weekend on Saturday, March 9th. Ben-Hur, the 1959 film, is showing at 11 a.m. The Never-Ending Story is showing at 3:30 p.m. And then the one I'm the most excited about, Nightmare on Elm Street, the 1984 film, is showing at 7 p.m. Tickets to all those are, like, each film is $10. All right, you know the drill. There's a lot more stuff in the newsletter that I just don't have time to tell you about. So go check that out. It's either in your inbox or at fromboise.com. All right. Thanks for listening. Have a fun week.